Questions still remain regarding a proposed law in Syracuse that would make it illegal to tether a dog outside in high heat or freezing temperatures for 2 hours without proper shelter. As WRVL's Tom Magnarelli reports, yesterday's public meeting on Adrian's Law raised concerns from some Syracuse Common Councilors and community members.
Officer Rebecca Cosgrave, the animal cruelty investigator for the Syracuse Police Department, says she responds to hundreds of calls each year of dogs outside in extreme hot or cold weather, which can result in heat exhaustion or frostbite.
This law is needed because I see so many animals that are injured and killed, and something like this could actually save them before they become injured and killed, which is what we need.
Cosgrave says the law would have saved Adrian, the pit bull who froze to death tethered outside earlier this year and who the law is named after. But Joan Albro, who owns a dog kennel for working and sporting dogs, says while she is not necessarily against the law, she does say that tethering can be the safest way to contain a dog.
There are people out there that do care for their animals, and just because they are tethered and they are outside doesn't mean that they don't care for their animals.
Albro says on hot days, there are shaded areas outside cooler than inside her home. Counselor Joe Carney says parts of the law are vague, including which dogs are exempt and how much discretion officers have to enforce it. Counselor Susan Boyle says she wants to clarify parts of the law before it is put up for a vote. If it does pass, violators could be subject to arrest and a maximum $500 fine. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.